Friday, March 8th. Do any of you guys subscribe to YouTube TV? It's a product that they like try to sell me constantly, you know, every time I'm on the platform, which is sort of often. I mean, I don't go down too many rabbit holes on YouTube, but I often look at my page to see if people are commenting or looking at videos or whatever, or just kind of checking in on stuff. And I'm often posting videos. So just I'm on YouTube a lot, and I always get these prompts about YouTube TV. But I have no idea, or I never did know until yesterday, what the actual product is. And I recorded an episode of Talkin' Ish yesterday in person with an old friend who I'll tell you more about when I post it, which will probably be on Monday, I would say. But he's a cord cutter light, as he called it. He does not have cable, but he has YouTube TV. So I asked him, what is the package? And for $39.95 or $99 or whatever, $40 basically a month, you get YouTube TV, which has basic cable in real time with maybe like a 10-second delay. So like this is the part that I was like very taken aback by. Like I didn't realize that these type of internet web-based platforms like a YouTube could have CBS. Like I could go Wednesday night at 8 o'clock and put on YouTube TV and watch Survivor the same way I could on CBS. I didn't know that that existed. So that kind of makes it like, why not, right? Like it also has live sporting events on YouTube TV, you know, 60 channels, like all the channels you usually need other than the premium cable channels, which you can probably get via app, right? HBO Go or Showtime, or like you can probably figure out ways to get all of this stuff for, obviously I don't know what part of the world you're in, how much your basic cable or premium cable packages cost. But point being, there might be an alternative. And I posed the question to him, you know, so why isn't everyone doing this? And he said, and he's got, you know, media background. He said, everyone should be doing this. And there will be a tipping point where either everyone's going to do this or the cable companies, the big ones, the Comcast, Optimum, whoever else, Fios, will have to change their model a little bit. Just curious if more people are doing this than... This is the first person that I've come across. Like I know a couple cord cutters in my life, but I haven't heard much about YouTube TV. So I'm just curious about that product and if it's made the waves to my listening audience. Let me know.